wonderful. We've just sort of identified that. In fact, that means we've got not only one, but two people who are Lincoln-based and Lincoln-living people, Shaylee McKenzie and, of course, Sarah Brighton, both Lincoln, England. Ben, of course, still recovering from Brighton's tremendous result of actually going to the Premiership for the first time in 34 years since they've been in the top division. 34 years. So, literally, you know, just I mean, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm getting there slowly.
Yeah. And Andy Kerr is just sort of soaking up the whole atmosphere. Anyway, enough of such waffle. It is time to effectively launch the show, Camo. I managed to fill quite effectively, I feel, until the end of the sequence. And it's up to you now to prepare the listener and the team for what we're about to have a listen to.
I've interviewed these guys for Young Country TV a couple of times now during CMA Music Festival in June here in Nashville. And it's the first time we've been able to feature them on Nashville Access. We featured them as our super pick of the week last week. They're from the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and their name is Jericho Woods. This is just a killer song. It's brand new for them. It's called Better Now. Jericho Woods is on Siren FM. That they're improving. Andy Kerr, what did you make of Jericho Woods and Better Now?
I really liked that. It was a bit rocky, it was a bit poppy, it was a nice and easy listening, kind of got my head bopping, you know, it was groovy.
Positive from Andy Kerr. Ben Lewis.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. It was one of the better country songs out of the previous selection, if I must admit. Not that you got bad taste, Camo, but I just thought I'd put it out there.
He calls it like
it's a light compliment.
I mean, how do you think Ian Lewis will actually respond to it tomorrow? I mean,
Ian Lennox, you mean?
Ian Lennox, in fact, yes, exactly. Spreading the Lewis word there.
Yeah, I think he'll quite like it. It's a matter of whether Ollie and Obo like it.
Of course, are critical, Camo, because Ollie and Obo are indeed Ian Lennox's cats. So it's important that we get the feline aspect sorted through. Shaylee McKenzie.
Yes.
Jericho Woods.
Really, really enjoyed it, Camo. One of your better ones. It was sort of a more modern country song. I really liked the violins and the rock aspect to it. Really well done.
Violins as well. Well spotted, Shirley. Very good. But ultimately, it's her first show. She now gets the chance to actually cast her vote on whether they're a keeper or whether they should just be put to one side. Sarah Bryant.
I'd say they're definitely a keeper. It's not really the sort of music I generally listen to, but it's made me consider going out there and listening to some country again.
And indeed, if you want to catch Jericho Woods, you can see them at the Burl in Lexington, Kentucky on Friday, April the 28th, because I know you'll be flying over there after you've sorted out your final essays, etc. Get on the instant media jet from the wonderful world of Siren and just checking out Jericho Woods with Better Now. Interesting enough, when we actually pull up the jerichowoodsbands.com website, we don't get a great deal of media content on there, has to be said, Camo, but we do get a nice little image of Jericho Woods kind of doing their stuff, really, as two blokes would, really, looking very happy there, with a very large wall behind them.
Yeah.
So is that the Mexican wall, perhaps? No, sorry, best not go there, because we steer away from the political side of things completely on that basis. Shaylee, would you like to put those last two questions to Camo, please?
No problem.
Man in Nashville.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic device connection with us today?
He always enjoys his telephonic devices. You know, Camo is a man who, give him a telephonic device, he's sorted. You know, that's the key thing. And obviously the level of pleasure that Camo's telephonic devices provide the world is just unbelievable. Anyway, carry on.
Sorry, Camo. Have you enjoyed your telephonic connection with us today?
I sure have.
Brilliant.
Yep, I have.
Will we be seeing you again soon?
I'll be back next week.
Hearing from him, we could set up a Skype video thing in which he could actually sort of show us what he's wearing. You know, maybe not.
Definitely,
just a fashion aspect there. Hey ho.
Forgive me if I act a little strange, for I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. Every time I me out here, all my words are falling short, and there's so much I want to say. Want to tell you just how good it feels when you look at me that way. So mystery. I got half a mind to scream out loud. I got half a mind to die. So I won't ever have to lose your good. Forgive me if I act a little strange, for I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. Every time I look at you, every time I look at you, every time I look at you.
Notes from a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the midweek drive.
Have the meetings all finished then, Anna?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Or did you actually have meetings to set dates for other meetings? Because that's always good.
Well, the awful thing is I'm supposed to write the minutes for that meeting and I couldn't find them this morning.
No.
So I'm feeling absolutely really gutted. I had to go through two boxes of paperwork just to retrace my steps, and I hate writing minutes.
But how charming that you still actually write minutes of meetings in Jersey. I bet you even have a quill pen as well. That's amazing.
Well, I feel that way. Seagull's feathers have to do here.
We've spoken enough about Brighton already without getting into it. And remember, there are no such thing about seagulls. They are effectively gulls. You know, there is such a species of seagulls.
Herring gulls. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ben, being in Brighton, you're not too far away from Jersey, are you?
No, not too far. I've been to Jersey before as well.
Yeah, so do you see this?
Very nice.
So would you like to share with our Jersey correspondent where in Jersey you have been?
Oh, St. Helen. Isn't it St. Helen? Is that St.
Helen? St. Helier,
that's it.
Yes.
Get there.
So,
getting there,
sorry. Built up ghetto of St. Helier. Yeah.
I was only there.
Very built up.
Yeah. No, nowhere. It was quite a while ago now, about 10 years ago now.
Yes, but yeah, it stays with you, doesn't it, really?
It does. It does.
Wonderful fungus growth. It's fantastic. I see, actually, in the latest update via the social media that begins with an F and ends in a K, you are actually offering Jersey musical instruments for sale, Anna Lewis.
I am. Well, you see, I have someone who's interested in buying my house. Mm-hmm. So things are moving on. He still needs to get a survey approved for his mortgage, but I finally excavated a wall at the last few days because I have so much clutter. I'm what is known in the trade as a hoarder. And unfortunately, that involves literally having far too many books, far too many clothes, far too many handbags, and it goes on. And the surveyors came and they couldn't get to the wall because of all the boxes and clutter. So they have to come back next week to do the survey. But once that's approved, and hopefully it will be, I'll be out of here on the 18th of June. So things are looking up. Quite where I'm going to after that is a big question, but, you know, that's not the priority. The priority is to move out, and then I'll worry about where I'm going to afterwards.
So would you like to tell us about the drums that you're looking to sort of offer?
Well, I used to belong to a group called Ashiki. They're a drumming group of mixed ability, and I was the lowest of the low. My son was actually brilliant. He was very good when he was with the Ashiki. And they play something called a djembe, which is a West African drum. You get beautiful drums from West Africa. Unfortunately, Thailand and other places make djembes as well, but they're not the same quality of wood and they don't sound as good. Hence the what looks like weird pricing structure of the djembes. My little drum is a djembe, but it's a very small hand drum, and it's from West Africa. The middle drum is one I bought for my son, but I've been told it's from Thailand, and it's not very good wood. And the third drum is one I hoiked all the way from London, believe it or not, back to Jersey in a whim. And unfortunately, I haven't played it since because I stopped going to the group, and it all got very complicated. Mm. But I also have a saxophone, two violins, a baby grand piano, and a trumpet. So all those need to go as well. I can't imagine for one moment they're going to stay with me. So that's the score.
Andy, does this appeal to your good self? Kind of musically, a bit of poetry coming out here? Some djembe drums?
Well, I love the sound of the djembe and the saxophone and the trumpet. Oh. I would happily take all of them off your hands if my partner would allow me to.
Oh.
But sadly she wouldn't. Oh. I would suggest that anybody from Lincoln who's listening, who's involved in the local music scene, contact Anna, get in touch with her through Sarah and have her pick up some of these wonderful instruments.
Well, if the shipping of the baby grand, I'd find a little bit challenging. But you know what? It's been done. And I know that because my ex-husband used to work for a removal company that took things off island to the UK. But I have to say, they were really posh clients who had thousands at their disposal for transporting stuff. But yeah, thanks for the offer. That's a nice idea, actually.
Never let it be said that we don't do our bits to help our people empty their houses in Jersey. It's so local, it's untrue. Shaylee, djembe drums?
I've never actually seen these drums.
Mm-hmm. Neither have I. She hasn't actually posted a picture on Facebook, but she did.
It's like bongos, but they're quite big.
Are they good for voodoo ceremonies, Anna?
They're great because we were taught when we had a Ashiki group that they were used to transmit messages from one tribe to another across.
So kind of like early Facebook, then.
Drums talk. Yeah, if you look at Ashiki, Ashiki. In fact, they're on YouTube, Ashiki, and probably me at the back with what's called a shekere, which is a gourd covered in very small cowrie shells that shakes, and you have to tap it to the rhythm of the sound. And although it's a humble instrument, the shekere, it's actually vital in certain African cultures. So, but definitely, if you look up Ashiki on YouTube, we'll be on there. And it's amazing. It's an incredible sound when you hear drummers playing. It's like a language of its own. And a good drummer, i.e. not me, will talk to another drummer who's competent. And you can hear the conversation. It's spectacular. And it's, not to say that people who need therapy should take up drumming. But if there is an opportunity to do that and there is a drum group near you and you need a bit of kind of chill out time, there is nothing better than a good old whack on a djembe. Nothing on the planet like it.
So, yeah. I mean, who would have thought that we'd actually go to djembe drums through Jersey? Sarah, any thoughts on the djembe drum for yourself?
I'd be very interested in listening to it or seeing what it looked like.
Is it possible for you to play some of the djembe drums? Well, I mean, not necessarily
they're now in the garage in a different room in storage. There's one out, but he's had an accident in as much as he's got a rim on the top that's made of goat skin, and unfortunately moths have got to him. Oh. So he's actually in a de-infestation zone. He's the one I'm going to keep. I've got one different one that I'm keeping, and that unfortunately is covered in a black bin bag and lots of moth killer, so I daren't try. But I will send you the link to Ashiki because I think you have to listen to it, and Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah,
I'm just thinking maybe next week we could actually have a little drum, a little live drum, drumming from Jersey too.
Yeah, I swear there must be someone at the university who's a drummer, and I get them to come along to the programme because it would be great. Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Astounding. Ben, are you a drum person?
No.
No.
I'm just really intrigued to know how you actually got into something like that, Anna.
She did a degree in English.
Well, I know it sounds absolutely absurd, because I'm not... I play the piano and I play the trumpet and stuff, but the thing about the drums is my son was very naturally gifted, and he's not got many good points in his face.
Oh, come now. Spoken like a true mother. I'm quite genuine.
He's not very good at anything, but when he first put his hand on a djembe, and he was about seven, there was like an open day at a local church where the group was trying to show people how it works, and he took to it like a duck to water. And whether or not it's because his father's culture is Berber and they have drums in their culture, I don't know. But he instantly started making sounds that looked like a question and answer with the chief drummer of the group. So it was like, boom, 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 boom. And he could actually get the drum to answer back without any prompting at all. And that's quite a skill thing. And he loved it. He joined in. We used to go out as a group to various charity functions and concerts. And there's a concert called Jersey Live, which happens once a year. We were the intro group for Jersey Live, and it was a wonderful experience because the noise of drums, and there were 52 drummers, not just our group of about a dozen. This was like anyone who had a drum who could come along joined in. And because the rhythms are very specific, you learn the rhythms of the particular tribal group of that West African culture, and you automatically pick the drum, and you understand where you're going with it because the rhythms are formulaic. And it's 52 drummers in a concert hall, all on the same hymn sheet, is something spectacular. But it's great fun. I mean, really fun.
And that's one of the reasons.
But that's how I went along with my son, who was the drummer, and in the end I joined in. And I was the Shekere player, but I loved the drum as well.
And would you like to give your son a little name check here, or is it a case of, no, he's not going to amount to anything, he's no good whatsoever, carry on?
No, his name's Eamon, A-I-M-A-N, Vagliani.
Eamon, don't worry about what your mum says. All mothers are like this, okay? They say, you're only going to get drums.
His friends bullied him because they thought he was hanging out with a group of hippies. But the truth is, the people that were going were really laid-back bankers and teachers and all the rest of it. But his friends thought that anyone who was wearing costume to fit the drum was a hippie, so he didn't want to be labelled, so he dropped out, unfortunately, which was his loss, because they're a good bunch of guys. And, yeah.
Well, I think we've had a personal insight into the Lewis family background there, which is, quite frankly, emotionally overwhelming. But never mind. As we said, it's all part and parcel of music and longevity. Curiously enough, next week we go live to the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra as well, once again. But we've got Elliot Morris coming up in a matter of moments from now. So, Andy, would you like to put those last two questions to Anna Lewis after another sensational scenario in which some lucky Lincoln person, if they're paying attention, might just like to avail themselves of those musical instruments?
Certainly. Anna, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I certainly have. Thank you for the offer. Thank you.
Brilliant. And can we count on you to connect with us again in the future?
Oh, I'd love to. That's a very nice gesture. Thank you.
Try to shut them out, they always get in. suns go down. We tore the fire line between the lost and found. Another time, another time, I'll be by your side when the lights go out. I'll be by your side when the lights go out. String me along till you run out of rope. I'll pull myself back up the slippery slope. I'll hang off your words, so don't let me down. My tongue's tied in knots and my jaw's on the ground. Between the lost and found. Another time, another time, I'll be by your side when the lights go out. I'll be by your side when the
you spend all the time looking at the Sirens tour video. Or we could actually give a round of applause for Elliot Morris and Sirens. Yay! Yes, the Elliot Morris Sirens tour video, just a little something they cooked up. 5 years of touring across all the British Isles. 5 years, Elliot. 5 English years.
It's a while. 5 years and 3 cars, to be exact.
Filmed using iPhones, a Polaroid cube, and proper cameras by Elliot Morris, Bevan Morris, Christopher Bingham, and Yasmin Zahi, with extra contributions from Colin Webb, BBC introducing Lincolnshire, and so on and so forth. We were very moved to see that you'd also put a little tweet out to say that you're also taking part in this little production, which is just overwhelmingly wonderful. And as I say, to write a song just about your friendly local neighbourhood station, Siren 107.3 FM.
What you've got to do, it's what you've got to do these days to get airtime.
Yeah, well, Shaylee, I gather you're quite an Elliot Morris fan.
I am indeed. Love a good musician who can play a really good instrument. And from my research, I found out that you are a fearsome young guitarist.
Fearsome.
That's impressive. I'm impressed.
Indeed, when I first met him in the studio show, I thought, there's the one fearsome young guitarist. It was amazing. It's very good. And your first time, I believe, encountering the magic of Elliot Morris, Sarah Bryant.
Yes, I seem to have a vague recollection of you playing in and around Horncastle, and actually Yasmin Zayes, a sister of someone that I used to go to school with in Horncastle, so there must be some vague link there.
Is there a vague connection? I mean, presumably playing an instrument as opposed to just randomly playing. You could be playing marbles or anything of that sort of point of view.
Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinks, very good. Horncastle classic. And as we said, first awesome album, because he's had a couple of EPs before then, of course. I thought it was his third. You know, shows how much I'm sort of paying attention to this. You know, it's almost as bad as program presenters who actually put schedules together with only one T in Elliot. I mean, for goodness sakes, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What are you going to do, eh?
We put it right, Elliot. That's what we do. We put it right straight away. Don't mess around. We impact on that. Ben Lewis from Brighton, what did you make of young Elliot?
Evening, Elliot. That's fantastic. Thanks. I spoke to him before, obviously. It's quite a while ago. The last
he's forgotten
time
about
on.
You, Ben. Don't worry. You know,
he still remembers you, obviously.
Exactly.
It was a fabulous song. I look forward to the new album.
Thank you.
And from somebody who's already made that contact just a stage further, it's Andy Kerr. Andy, your thoughts on Sirens?
It's a brilliant song. I love every tune that I have encountered by yours today. It's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, particularly the whole slap tappy thing that you do on some of your Michael Jackson covers and stuff. It was just blew my mind. Man, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Oh, thank you, and yourself, mate. Thank you.
As Frank Turner said, you've got that tapping thing down.
He did say that. He's a good guy. Yeah, I've done a few shows with him over the years, and I've been to see him a few times as well. And I did a festival called Lexapalooza back in 2009 or 2010, and I was on a big lineup of musicians supporting him, and it was just this wonderful one-day festival in, I think it was March, in the middle of London in the rain. We were just in this little pub all playing one after another, non-stop music, loads of fun.
That sounds awesome.
But it's brought us to another different, difficult choice, etc. It's a case of which video, always good for radio, but which video should we actually choose to actually sort of soak up whilst we're about to listen to the End of the World Blues? Should we actually have the End of the World Blues on Toba, the Isle of Mull, with the acoustic version of the End of the World Blues? Or should we actually go for the alternative Elliot Morris End of the World Blues, which was simply what it was like recording the album? I'm thinking we should really go to recording the album. I don't know. I mean, Elliot, is there any preference for yourself?
That's the new one, so I would say if you watch that, you get to see all the behind the scenes, how it was all made and everything.
Well, even better than that, hopefully you're going to stay with us as we can actually work our way through this whole process. Now, I just want to clarify a couple of things here, Elliot, before we actually launch the magical music of the End of the World Blues. It's nothing to do with Kim Jong-un or indeed Donald Trump, or indeed any other sort of electoral sort of packages that people are worried about, because, you know, they might be sort of listening to what's happening in Parliament, might be thinking all sorts of things, thinking it's all. They might even have a dissertation that's due in a year and a half's time. Oh, no, it's a year and a bit. Sorry, Ben.
It'll happen.
Exactly. Or indeed a science fiction essay that they've got to complete within the next few days. Any of those things could possibly be part of this. The End of the World Blues is not to do with that at all, or indeed is it a celebration of all things to do with Chelsea or Manchester City?
I would say that it's whatever you make it out to be. It's once the song's written, it's what other people can attach to it. That's what really counts. So if you've got a dissertation in, then it could be about that. Or indeed, I'd written it before the Donald Trump stuff, but it certainly does kind of link in with that, I guess, as well.
I thought so. I mean, it was using the power of prescience, you see.
There you go. Whole new meaning there.
As we like to say, take that, Ed Sheeran.
Okay, there you go.
I went out early today, saw an old man on my way, long black cloak and a face of ashen grey. I thought it best I didn't stay. I've been known to fall behind, searching out my space and time. I found the key, only lets it all unwind. Out of sight, out of my mind. We are all islands at heart, waiting for waters to part. And if the sun fell from the sky, everything turned black. Darling, you have my word that I would stay with you. And if the waves came, washed away everything you knew, left you at the end of the world blues, I would sing with you. I would sing with you. So leave with me early today. We'll run before the morning fades. It's up to us which path we choose to take. Together we can brave the rain. We are all islands at heart, waiting for waters to part. And if the sun fell from the sky, everything turns black. Darling, you have my word that I would stay with you. And if the waves came and washed away everything you knew, left you at the end of the world, everything turns black. Darling, you have my word that I would stay with you. And if the waves came and washed away everything you knew, left you at the end of the world blues, I would sing with you. I would sing with you. Na na na.
Why Sarah Bullimer says that Elliot Morris rules. Yay! Excellent stuff there. But some interesting questions emerge out of the video screening, I feel. First of all, Elliot does air guitar. Has to be a little thing there. I mean, Elliot doing air guitar towards the end of the world blues. The significance of the purple Scottish Welcome to Scotland heather pen. Very interesting. Just hanging out there like a David Lynch iconographic moment.
It was recorded. The album was recorded in Scotland, but I thought it was particularly pressing to include the shot of the pen right after the horrendous weather that we were
of course.
Subject to every day. It was lovely being up there recording, but we turned up and it was bright sunshine, and then it was raining for a couple of days, and by halfway through it was blizzardous conditions, and we had to leave the cars halfway up the hill on
and that was in July track. You know, that was July.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Scottish weather. Curious horses running through the fields whilst the actual studios are called Cattle Sound. different species, different scenarios there. Extraordinary.
No, it's Caribou. Caribou, not Castle Sound.
Oh, Caribou.
We mix the album at Castle Sound. Yes, but Caribou, you're very correct. The answer to that is that Matty, the producer, is from Canada, so associates with Caribou very much, and you sometimes do see them running across, but it's actually part of a farm, the studio, and they keep horses, so we got to have a look at them. I didn't ride any, though.
No. And let's hope that Matty is still proud to be from Canada and suddenly actually doesn't become an American by default in years to come, because we date that, you know, it's not good.
Exactly.
In addition to that, we also have the curious cake that's there and the half-consumed cup of coffee or mug of coffee. Both critical to the aspects.
Absolutely. You drink a lot of coffee in the studio, but unfortunately not on the days where you're singing, because it does terrible things to your voice, which is very difficult. I mean, do you guys over there in Siren, do you abstain from coffee before you speak on the radio or not?
Well, I try to, but I've actually had a cup of coffee and a tea today, so I must admit I've broken that. But then again, it's post-lunch.
Sounding good, voice.
Do you think?
Don't worry, you sound fine.
Shaylee, I think you are quite a coffee addict.
I am indeed, yeah. If I don't have my coffee in the morning, I am a monster.
I'm the same with tea, but some tea with honey.
Interesting.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it Kaylee and Shaylee? No, it's Shaylee. It's the automatic. Ben?
I'm a tea in the morning. I've been known to bring a cup of tea in the morning show.
You have, exactly.
And in a nice flask. Otherwise, at the minute, I'm a water person.
Yes.
An evening.
Yes, exactly.
And Andy,
I suspect it's coffee all the way for yourself.
Well, I also enjoy a cup of tea. Being British, you know, I can't not. But I do have the pleasure of having a barista for a partner. So I get a cup of industry standard V60 specialty coffee brought to me in the morning to help me get up.
And that's serious coffee. I wouldn't take it before you go on air, Elliot, because who knows what could happen on that sort of basis.
But so, I turn into a gibbering wreck.
And what's going to happen to Porto Leeds on May the 16th, or the Basement in York on May the 17th, or indeed Gulliver's Manchester on May the 18th, or the Greystones in Sheffield on May the 19th? You want to see Elliot? Get him on the whole delights of elliotmorris.co.uk. That's elliotmorris.co.uk. You are coming back to Lincoln, though, are you not, Elliot?
Right, yeah, the 30th of June is the Lincoln launch show for the album at Cafe Portico. So come on down, it's going to be really fun.
It'll be awesome, as we said about the album. The third one as well. I've looked ahead into the future, Elliot. You know, I've seen the third album is going to be even more wonderful from that sort of perspective, which is all we needed to know, apart from two final questions, which I think Ben can actually capably put to you in his own unique, bright and supporting way.
Thanks, Alex. Elliot, have you enjoyed your telephonic loop with us on the show this evening?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And will you be joining us again sometime soon?
Absolutely, yeah. Just, you know where I am. Superb. Give me a call anytime.
We'll be playing more tracks, more features. Things will be coming through, more Elliot Morris on the show. It may well be he could come into the studio and perform.
Oh, yeah.
Done it before, yeah.
Can I fangirl over him?
Shaylee, that probably sounded more scary than it actually was meant to in many ways.
Was that too creepy? But, I'm just going to stop.
Elliot, I mean, I don't know how many sort of level 3 English undergraduates you've had sort of saying they wanted to fangirl you, but yeah, I'm sure you can take it.
It's more the sort of 65-year-old man at a folk festival, if I'm honest. So
he'll take what he can get.
Not a good image to actually leave with the whole world. It has to be said, really, about but people are actually, you know, in the sort of later years. No, but let's not go there, etc. Please, you know, I know we've got Leonard Cohen coming up, but please. Up next, hopefully, Ilana Rain, somewhere in the United States of America. A round of applause for Elliot Morris, please.